Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Soundbites from the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in the English language that starts with F.
Bite me with Coach Harbaugh.
We didn't win this game. Disappointing, of course. It's a big game. We didn't end up doing the things we needed to do to win the game. We played well enough to win, but we didn't make the plays, or we had the circumstances, and give the Bills a lot of credit for the plays that they made.
There you go. That's John Harbaugh talking about yesterday's game. Obviously not the finish you wanted. It's the finish you get, and still the talk is going to continue about Lamar in the postseason. Lots of conversation to be had about that. There's some things here that I think are pretty interesting that Harbaugh got into, and we'll get to some phone calls here in just a second. But Joe, he had talked about the second half coaching and kind of getting into some of the decisions they made. They did make some changes, which you could see defensively. Here he is.
Yeah, I thought we made some great adjustments. I mean, they were doing a few things in terms of the way they were playing it, loading it up a little bit, and I thought our coaches did a great job, especially at halftime, even towards the end of the second half, and kind of cleaned that up a little bit, and we started running the ball really well in the second half.
Yeah, and obviously you did see him get a couple of the stops. I think the one turnover really led to some points there. I'd almost forgot when you're sitting here looking at all the points that the Bills had scored on the Von Miller scoop and almost score, where it just set it up first and goal after that. Just gift wrapping them points after, you know, he picked it up instead of having a chance to stop him around midfield. Here is the other part of what I want to play through before we get back to the calls. And a lot of talk about Mark Andrews. Here's John Harbaugh talking about Mark Andrews.
Mark, there's nobody that has more heart and cares more and fights more than Mark. We wouldn't be here without Mark Andrews. You know, that's what you say to him. So, it's like anything else. I mean, destiny is a decision that you make, and it's a decision is how you handle, you know, what comes in your life. You know, and Mark will handle it fantastic, like he always does, because he's a high character person. He's a tough person, and he's a good person. So. Proud of him, just like I'm proud of all the guys.
Man, I do. You're not supposed to feel this way for players. But I just feel so bad for Mark Andrews, knowing who
he
is.
How could you not?
Like the fumble's one thing, and then again, to have the dumb and dumber moment where you can come back and totally redeem yourself, you drop the 2-point conversion.
And it couldn't. I mean, he'll catch that 99 out of 100 times.
Yeah, that was the one.
It was just.
Just
I can't imagine. Look, there's been guys throughout the history of sports, I guess. You have a moment like that, you never know how they're going to react to it. Like, look what happened to, you know, Scott Norwood from the Bills.
Yep.
He was a recluse.
I mean, they still love him in Buffalo, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think.
They did.
they took him in. I mean, he became one of them. Yeah. Let's go to Rashawn, who's in Baltimore. Are you back or are you still in Buffalo?
Man, we still in Buffalo, man. Me and Dustin on the way to the airport right now.
I saw the room you guys got with the one bed and the stove next to it. That's a little interesting.
Dustin picked, man. I put that on him, man. He was in charge of picking the room, man. He said, man, just, he ain't picking no room again for us, man. Like,
he got a hotel in Buffalo that had a stove next to the bed.
And one bed?
No, it had two beds. I'm just busting chops.
I brought this girl back to the room. She was like, "What the hell is this, man?" Like, you know, it messed my shot up, man. Like, it was crazy, man.
What'd you think of the game? You
should have made a soup or something. You had the stove right there.
Campbell's Junkies. What kind you want?
Man, but Man, but tough loss, man. Like, turnovers. You can't have them turnovers. And as far as Mark Andrews goes, man, like, come on, man. I understand everybody fumbles, but you got to make that two-point conversion catch, man. That was the time to redeem yourself. If you look at somebody like Travis Kelce would have made that. Come on, man. Like, I ain't trying to compare the two.
Kelce's had drops before.
He's had drops this year.
I think he had didn't he have a drop in this last game this weekend? But,
Andrews makes that catch 99 of 100 times. Just wasn't our day. Man.
Yeah, there was a play where Mahomes and Kelce weren't on the same page this week, but usually those guys are. So, Rashawn, safe travels back, man. I know it's a tough one. No, I guess
thanks, man. Yeah. I'll let y'all.
Try not when to get your buddies to come out with me again.
Yeah, man. They said I had a good time, man.
Yeah, we had fun. It was good. Nice guys.
A bunch of weirdos. All right, Rashawn, I'm getting out of here.
I walk into a local establishment. Mm-hmm. As soon as I walk in, these two guys goes, Rashawn just left.
You just missed him?
Yeah. He was on his way to BWI.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was on his way to work to watch people work.
I did mention that to these guys who all worked with him.
Let's head to Buffalo. I want to hear from Matt, who's in Buffalo. What's up, Matt?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I know it's kind of a rough Monday, but hey, I just wanted to comment on how after the first drive, Lamar, he kind of looked like he just kept finding himself dropping back and having to try to beat the Bills from the pocket with his arm. Really reminded me of 2021. And it just seemed to me his mobility was really limited. You know, he looked no better than a quarterback like Deshaun Watson. And the last thing I'll say is, after Mark Andrews dropped that first try, why would you not feed the ball to Derrick Henry? If the game's on the line, just use it on the line, why not feed King Henry?
Yeah. I think you're preaching to the choir on that one, man.
Sure,
because
me anyway.
Like, again, I go back to when you had it first and goal and you run Henry on the first, and then he gets stopped for no gain, a yard, whatever it was. I'm running Henry four times right there.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'm running him four times. Now, the difference is if you get tackled for a five-yard loss, maybe you're coming back and
they got pushed back to the eight.
They did.
Yes.
But that was on the next play, on a pass play.
I understand. But what are we going to do? How many times do you have to run it for us to be happy with it?
No. I'm saying you had it first and goal from, the four? And then
it was closer than that. It was actually the one.
Then run the effing ball four times.
I don't think that would have. They did get cute, but I'm just saying that everyone's saying we should have run the ball more. We ran the ball more than we passed.
Joe, I'm fine with how they ran the ball, and I wasn't saying you.
I'm just saying general consensus is they should have ran more.
I get it. There's instances in the game where I think they should have run more, and when it's first and goal from the four, the way that cat had been running the football, I'm sorry. I'm just using him. And the other point that to bring out about this and getting into those spots, like, I would say the throwing of the football in second down is what took you out of that range and forced you to throw on third. Because I bet you if they'd thrown an incomplete on second, they run the ball on third and fourth. And one of the other things we got to point out is they kind of brought it up on the broadcast, but Mark Andrews now with those QB sneaks.
Yeah. I mean,
people didn't like it at first because they didn't get it, but they now work. It seems like they're getting every one.
Yeah.
Two carries for 3 yards for Mark Andrews. Let's grab William in Baltimore here real quick. William, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Okay, I want to disagree with Mike Preston's report card.
Okay.
I think he shouldn't have gave the receivers a D. And I'm going to tell you why. The only drops was by Mark Andrews, and you had one drop by Henry. But Isaiah Likely caught everything that was thrown his way, and for some reason, they got away from Likely in the game. At the end of the game, Isaiah Likely beat two defenders by three steps, and Lamar overthrew him 5 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Likely come back at the end of the game and made the clutch catch. This is going right back to what I said before. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but they're trying to make a hero out of Mark Andrews. And something is wrong with Mark Andrews. He's not the same Mark Andrews. Last year, in that game with Kansas City, Mark Andrews had about two catches for about 12 yards. Now, that's not the kind of production you get from a top tight end.
I got you.
The Ravens had good play from the wide receivers, Tylan Wallace, two games in a row.
But let me give you the point from Mike Preston, and I appreciate the phone call, William, because we got to step out. Like, the point is, he's tying the tight ends in with the wide receivers. And if your tight end dropped a 2-point conversion that would have tied the game and had a fumble in the middle of the field that changed the momentum of the game, then yeah, they're not going to get a great grade. Like, outside of the two turnovers Lamar had in the first half, he was exceptional, I think. You know, those are still two turnovers, and he gave them what, a C? I mean, he took them. He did everything you want a quarterback to do. He drove them down the field for a game tying potential play. He threw the ball where it needed to be on the 2-point conversion, and it was dropped. I mean, all these things can be true. All right, we've got Mike Preston coming up next. I'm going to get to his thoughts on what next year could look like for the Ravens. Also, recap his report card. We'll take your phone calls, 410-583-1057, right here on The Fan.
Preston's report card.
All right, let's head back out, get the professor's thoughts on what happened in last night's game. Mike Preston from the Baltimore Sun joins us. Mike, all right, second time today. One of the things that we were talking about before we let you go is how different, you don't need to get into specifics if you don't want to, will this team look next year, in your opinion?
They'll make some changes. Left tackle, Ronnie Stanley, see what they do there. You know, he had the redid his contract at the beginning of this season, took a pay cut, and played okay. I don't think he was great, but he played okay. Do they bring him back? Or do they take Roger Rosengarten, the right tackle, and move him to the left side? Because, I mean, he gets a full year in the weight room. He's going to reshape, rebuild that body.
I thought he played well down the stretch.
Yeah. Can they put him to left tackle and then draft the right tackle? Or do they kick Falele back out to right tackle? There's a couple things they can do there that would be interesting. Or do they draft one? I mean, what happens? Outside linebacker. You know, Van Noy, he had the numbers, but they were against, you know, tackles that were okay, but not against any of the dominant guys. And you sure didn't see him yesterday. And you look at Owe, I mean, Is he a bust?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he hasn't put up these big numbers. He shows up occasionally, but he's not first-round worthy where they drafted him at. So they need to go get a pass rusher, get younger on the outside, and bring in some guys. That has to be on the priority list. And then, of course, cornerback. I mean, you have Nate Wiggins on one side, and he's going to be pretty good. I still like this guy. But Brandon Stephen, Tre'Davious White on the other side, you have to replace those guys. And Marlon Humphrey, what do you do with his numbers? I mean, he played well, kind of disappeared at times yesterday, but stepped his game up in the second half. But what do you do with his numbers and his contract? Because I thought they would redo him during the offseason, and they didn't. So now, what happens? Do they swallow that for another year? I don't know, but those are some of the things you have to look at.
So, Mike, obviously the narrative is because Lamar can't win in the postseason, and it's going to be very tough to defend that after how badly I thought everybody played. They didn't look like themselves. Do you believe that's a real thing, or just think, just a bad day that happens in sports, or is this a recurring nightmare for this team where they cut to the postseason? I hate to say it, but they choke.
Bottom line, 3-5 in the postseason. That's all you can base it on. You can't get it done. And that's what every quarterback's judged on that. And you go through the history of the NFL. Dan Marino was judged on that. Jim Kelly. I mean, all of those guys would love to win a Super Bowl, but didn't do it. And remember, John Elway was 37 years old when he finally won his first Super Bowl. What, in 97 or something like that? And that put him over the hump. That's just the way it is. And it starts with the quarterback position. It always does. It always will. They get the glory, but they also get the blame when things go bad. And that's life. And I think Lamar knows that. And I give him credit. He stood up after the game and just said, no, I can't do these things. You know, can't throw the interception, a bad read, the fumble, got to secure the ball. He admitted those things. And to me, that's fine. It's when you get up there and deny it and just go walk away and never admit it. You can work on those things. So that is the narrative. And it will be that way until he wins the big one. The MVPs are great. Again, as I wrote this morning in the column, it's something you can discuss with your kids and your grandkids when you get older and you retire. But how many championships did you win?
Yeah, as important as it is, I think you trade all three of them for a Super Bowl, and he's going to win his third.
Yeah, it ain't even close. He would. I mean, and you think Josh Allen isn't happy that he's going to Kansas City today? I mean, next week to play.
Of course.
He's whether he wins or loses, but that's going forward. You know, that's all he cared about.
Yeah, but that's because he likes good barbecue. So he's not. He doesn't care about the football game.
Well, he's going to get that too. Yeah. And he might get barbecued afterwards.
He might. Know. He very well could be. Hey, Mike, it would be remiss if we didn't bring up Mark Andrews with you. Do you expect him back next year? Could he be a cap casualty? And your thoughts on what transpired in yesterday's game as he had two kind of good moments?
No, they'll bring him back. He's loyal. He works hard. You know, and there are a couple of receivers out there dropping balls yesterday. It was cold. You know, some people said it was the prediction was like minus 23 with the wind chill. No receiver wants to catch a ball in that situation.
No.
I mean, and environment conditions, they do play a factor. And as much as we don't like to admit it because we're not out there playing, it does, and especially when you're a receiver. Mark Andrews is a great guy, great player, works extremely hard. If they didn't bring him back, I would be pissed off about that one because he's bailed this team out so many times, and especially during the course of this season. And yeah, you bring him back, and I think John Harbaugh would bring him back.
So, now what? We have to deal with this narrative for the next year. Who do you like going forward? Do you think the Bills can beat the Chiefs? Do you think the Commanders can beat the Eagles?
I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills beat the Chiefs because they kind of have their number at
times. They sure do, yeah.
You know where they can score with them, and they're both pretty much finesse teams. They're not power teams like the Ravens, which I thought the Ravens had a good matchup against Kansas City going in if they won and they would go in. I like their power game against Kansas City. Buffalo doesn't have that power game, but they got enough finesse guys to make some plays, especially down the field. I mean, because the Chiefs cornerbacks are not that good, even though they're getting better. They're young, but they're not great. So I could see that happening, but I still like Mahomes. He's still the guy. I mean, he's the best.
With his flopping ass on the sideline trying to get calls over there.
Hey, man, you play the game. You play the game. You think Tom Brady didn't flop? I mean, we see Brady when Suggs would breathe on him, and he just laid down like a prostitute, man. That's what you do.
He get paid? I don't remember pay. Hey, right, Mike, one other thing that I didn't realize until just now, and I know it's been brought up, and I'm ashamed that I didn't realize. The Ravens didn't punt yesterday. Not once.
No, they didn't. He did not punt.
I mean, look, again, when we talk about it, it just shows you how big those turnovers loom large and where they were on the field and when they happen on those drives. It's just, it's so brutal.
Yeah, it basically came down to the turnovers. I mean, and people would say, well, how about penalties? Nah. It came down to turnovers. If the Ravens handle their business, take care of the ball, they win. But they didn't, and that's the bottom line. And as for over in the NFC, I like the Commanders and what they're doing because of their quarterback, Daniels. That young man can play. But the Eagles, and you talked about this last week, their front lines, player.
Enormous.
They're good. Yeah. God, they're good. and you watch Barkley play, those runs he has, and the way he jumps around and can make something out of nothing. And I heard Herm Edwards say this morning, his runs are like big passing plays, and they are.
Yeah.
I mean, he can hit them in 60 yards, 50 yards, and flat out fly. I like the Eagles because, again, it always comes back to who dominates up front, and they got it going on, man. They do.
Well, Mike, it's a shame that this has come to an end. God knows the next time we'll have you on the show, and if we'll all be here at the same time. It was a party this year. We had some funds on We had some funds on Mondays and some funds on Fridays. Melissa Kim, okay. Who knows who's coming back for us? But Mike, appreciate it as always, man, and all the best to you in the offseason. I'm sure I will see you around.
Hey, guys, and thanks again. I had a great time. It's cool coming in there, messing around with you guys on Mondays when the Ravens play home. So good wishes to everybody, and I'm sure I'll see you guys around.
Yeah, just remember, it's like Fight Club. We don't talk about what we talk about during the commercial breaks to anyone else. So.
Oh, what goes on in there stays in there. Like, it's like Vegas, right?
I hope so, except for Rob's ass, because he drags that everywhere when he lets one loose. But anyway, Mike, have a good one, man. We'll talk to you.
See you guys.
That's Preston. Look, it has been a fun year, and again, us battling back and forth and all these different things. I can't believe until this moment right now, I didn't realize that the Ravens never punted in the entire game. Like, again, you don't... It's not something you necessarily think about because you thought about the turnovers and they got stopped. Don't get me wrong, but hey, you never have to punt.
So, that was kicking off instead.
Yeah. I mean, Tucker kicked off the first time, right? And then after that, they changed it and went to Stout. So, all right, 410-583-1057. We got 2 segments left. Coming up, we'll get to the encore, what we learned, obviously, in the final segment. But up next, we're going to get to our divisional round MVPs and finish taking some phone calls from you guys at 410-583-1057.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Around the NFL.
All right, we're going to get to our MVPs and then take some calls. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, you miss it. Ravens lose by 2 last night, 27-25. 3 turnovers, a drop 2-point conversion at the end of the game for Mark Andrews. Just a rough, rough day. Ravens didn't punt once. Lost the game. Ed, let's start off with your MVPs. Who gets your first one?
Saquon Barkley.
22-yard line. That's where Philadelphia opens up. Handoff. It's Barkley running to the left. Barkley gets by everybody. Saquon Barkley is gone. Touchdown. On a snowy Sunday, Saquon Barkley has dominated for the Eagles.
I just, for a lot of reasons. First of all, he ran for 205 yards yesterday and 26 carries, which is still 8 yards a carry. 2 touchdowns. He had a 78-yard touchdown run. The guy's carried this team on his back. It's usually the quarterback. It's not been this year. It's been him. And I think it's remarkable. Makes me very happy because I've been fighting this fight for running backs for years. Everybody's going, I wouldn't pay running backs. I wouldn't pay running backs. I would never draft a running back. Go F yourself. Seriously. How about Derrick Henry? You know, Saquon Barkley, Jahmyr Gibbs. All the really? These guys don't make a difference on your team? You gotta grow up. Open your eyes, man. It really pisses me off. But, I mean, he's been outstanding, and they're where they are because of him, in my opinion, and that defense. And, of course, Jaden Daniels of the Commanders. I mean, I don't think anybody expected anything like this from him. You know, he comes into the league and, you know, kind of waiting to see what you're going to see. We saw C.J. Stroud do something similar in his rookie year, but this has been something else, man. You know, in a playoff game against the number one seed in the NFC. He throws 299 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, passer rating of 123 against the Lions. That's impressive. Seriously, really impressive. So congratulations, you're a Commanders fan. You finally got your quarterback. And you're going to the NFC Championship, so it's pretty amazing.
Well, let's go to mine, and I'll do this briefly because I'll start off with the Chiefs game and that tight end, Travis Kelce.
Inside the 12 of Houston, Kansas City third and goal, leading by 1 fourth quarter. Mahomes in the gun, receivers in tight. He gets the knee-high shotgun snap, and he's grabbed, and he throws as he's being tackled. And it was caught in the end zone by Kelce. What a grab by Kelce.
Just a little folklore, Joe. Sorry, that's a Taylor Swift reference. Hey, Kelce, 7 receptions on 8 targets, 117 yards and a touchdown. You all must have forgot. I don't know that there's a better option route runner in the league with Pat Mahomes because it's so amazing that they're on the same page that Kelce on a lot of plays is allowed to do what he wants, read the defense and go the correct way.
He's always open. How is he always that open?
I don't know.
Seriously, how is that possible?
We say it all the time. Look at him. It's like, it's just ridiculous that he gets that open. All right, and my second one goes in a losing effort to Amon-Ra St. Brown. 8 receptions, 137 yards. He was absolutely on one. I thought he was going to go off in the game. It's just a shame that they fell behind and were chasing. I'm sure they're happy as hell in D.C., and this might be the best day of radio that they've had in a long time.
Sure.
So hats off to those guys for getting there, and we'll see if they can get it done against the Eagles. All I know is I'm pulling for any team not named Kansas City, and I think Kansas City is going to be in the Super Bowl after looking at the numbers. Let's go back out to the phone lines here. You want to talk Ravens, 410-583-1057. We started off with Daryl in Baltimore. Daryl, you're on the fan.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, man, you know, it's a somber day, you know, but I was just talking, thinking, you know, I know Lamar had the 2 turnovers, but the one interception that really, I mean, it was a turnover, but it didn't really kill him. It didn't get any points. It's like a punt. But no, how come no one's talking about that on that fumble, that bad snap by Lindenbaugh? It started the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he snapped the ball when Lamar had to reach for it, and it started the whole thing and turned it over. I just didn't hear nobody say anything about Lindenbaugh.
Well, look, it was a bad snap, but I think Lamar kind of recovered and tried to make a play, yes. And then he saw the defense. He knew he couldn't get it to Likely. But at the same extent, too, when he's going down, it looked like he just, the ball just slipped out of his hands, right? Did you see the same thing? Like it just kind of.
He was trying to change hands. It just slipped out of his hands. I mean, it's cold. It's slippery. When those things are cold like that, they're very slick. He was trying to make, again, $1.55. It didn't work.
A dime, man. A nickel. Yeah, I know. It's just frustrating. Let's go to John in Delaware. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Super frustrated, I think, like most Ravens fans. I just wanted to point out, Jeremy, you're saying, you know, nothing jumped out about you, about Josh Allen's stats. You know who else's stats usually don't jump out at you during the game? Patrick Mahomes. Well, they just win. They know how to get it done.
I don't know about that. Pat Mahomes' stats always jump out to me. This is the one year where you could say offensively they haven't had the season they have. But this is a guy thrown for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
He's there for 55 touchdowns. And he's holds a record, doesn't he?
Yeah. So, I mean, stats do matter. I understand what you're saying. Like, Josh Allen managed the game perfectly yesterday, which I didn't think someone could do against the Ravens, but the turnovers led him to scores. But go ahead. Sorry.
Lamar's not there yet. He's not at that point of, you know, he's a world record setter in the regular season. Come playoffs, I don't know, he takes his cape off. You know, he's not Superman anymore. He becomes kind of average, and he's got a below-average record. It's very frustrating. I'm hoping 8 is great next year. Yeah. That's all I'm going to hope for.
Well, John, appreciate the phone call. And again, like, I'm not trying to be dismissive of, like, statistics do matter. I think sometimes they can lie. The same thing, like I said this weekend, all four teams that won lost the yardage battle in the game. Like, the teams that led every game in yards lost every playoff game. That includes the Ravens last night.
Listen, this is a headline from Barstool. Mm-hmm. Disgusting, colon. Ravens lose a very winnable game after an embarrassing series of mistakes. They weren't all Lamar. He didn't lose this game. He had plenty of help.
And I'm not sitting here telling you that they lost the game because of that pass interference call. But you tell me the difference in how things go down with that specifically. Like, the Bills are on the 30-yard line with a minute and 13 left. If that's incomplete, now, what if they caught an offensive pass interference and you take it and you back them up 10, so now they're on the 40 and have no shot at a field goal? But on the 30, yeah, they could have taken one. Tyler Bass, I know he made a longer one later in the game, but he's a guy that struggled all season too. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind putting him in that position and getting a touchdown before the half instead of a field goal. And, oh, by the way, had they called it incomplete and they attempted the field goal, Lamar would have had a minute and 15 seconds, a minute and 13 seconds to go down the field. Yeah. So that was a huge game-turning event, but the Ravens still had opportunities in the second half to get it.
They really spot on in this piece. If you get a chance to read Barstool's take on the game, damn, yeah. He's going to be haunted by it. He said, big picture, Ravens never punted in the game. No business losing tonight, plain and simple. Turnovers are everything. The DPI was clear. It was an offensive pass interference. It was infuriating. Any of the fingers should be pointed directly at themselves for the outcome.
Yep,
you're right.
Let's go to Billy in East Baltimore. Billy, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Ed? Jeremy, come on, I'm Billy. Devastated, man. I'm devastated.
Yeah. But
first of all, before I say what I got to say, think about when the Ravens first played Derrick Henry against the Titans. Mark Andrews let the ball bounce off his hands to an interception. Then you go back to the next year when we played Buffalo in the COVID year. Andrews let the ball bounce off his hand again. Man, I don't think Mark Andrews built for the playoffs, man. I'm sorry to say this, but you might need to get rid of him because he's in likely way. Likely is the one. They don't go to him enough. He could have been a one, and I don't even know why the first two-point conversion try, Derrick Henry ran all the way down the field. Why you ain't just give it back to Derrick Henry?
That's what I was saying too, Billy. Appreciate the call. Look, I'm not going to sit here and dog Mark Andrews. He's one of the reasons why they're in the position they're in and getting in the postseason. I mean, anytime you look at a guy's career under a microscope and you start picking out spots with Mark Andrews, you have a couple in the postseason you can point at. I just don't think one or two plays, three or four plays, whatever in a postseason defines what a player is. I just think a lot of those things happen in a lot of games. It just sucks when everybody's eyes are on you and it's a playoff game. It is what it is.
It just sucks for Lamar. This is going to hang with him until he corrects it.
I mean, look, I've been screaming about this for 3 years now because I saw the whole thing happen with Peyton, and I thought it was BS, and then he wins one, and it's the same thing. Oh, they beat the Bears. That doesn't count. And then they get back to another one. Yeah. See, I told you can't win. He lost against the Saints. Okay. And then here it is again. You make the run, have the best team in the league, and you lose a game you should have won against the Seahawks first play of the game gets snapped over his head for a safety in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
First time that's ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the game changes, and then he wins one that he was terrible in. So there, depending on who you talk to, it's like, oh, he didn't win a big game. But I hate seeing that if that's what happens with Lamar, because he's so much better than that. All right, Encore, what we learned, all that's coming up. Stay tuned right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Final thoughts.
All right, we're going to get to our final thoughts here. Jeremy Con Ed Norris, Rob Long, back tomorrow. He's off today. Ravens lose 27-25. Ed, we'll be talking about this for quite a long time now.
This is right up there to me with, you know, the Lee Evans drop and the Cundiff miss and a game they absolutely positively should have won that they didn't. It's just, you know, different set of circumstances. But again, I think the consensus nationally is this was a winnable game for this team, and they didn't take it. And it's just, and now you got to go home and live with it till next season. It just, it really sucks. Just does.
I mean, it's just rough the way that everything came down.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, again, going back to it, looking at all the different things that happened in the game, the pass interference call that I don't think anybody in Baltimore agrees with. I think everybody across, there's this little area in New York called Buffalo and maybe some of Toronto that people thought that was, you know, defensive pass interference.
Yeah.
But everybody else in the world was like, what the hell was that? I just feel, I know most people's like, oh, you feel bad for the million. I feel bad for Mark Andrews. If anybody's ever been in one of those situations, dropped that play, had the Bill Buckner moment, it just sits with you for the rest of your life.
Until you become a Larry David skit.
Yeah.
Remember the Bill Buckner thing?
Yeah.
Catches the kid, we throw him out the window?
Yeah, that's in. By the way, he's just so good at coming up with stuff that's thought-provoking.
So funny.
But yeah, look, it's just frustrating. And now we get same old with Kansas City back in an AFC championship. We'll see if the matchup is favorable to them. The way I'm looking at the numbers, I think Kansas City wins this game. And then it could be this upstart Washington team in their first Super Bowl.
Washington.
I think I did. I corrected myself, though. Washington team, and then all of a sudden, or a rematch with the Eagles, which we'll see. I was just telling you, I think Nick Sirianni, I don't like him as a coach.
I don't like you.
Not at all. I really do like Dan Quinn a lot, so I like the fact that if he could exercise some of those demons, even going back to the Falcons days, that 28-3, and how that all transpired. But it just sucks, man, because now this is something we're going to talk about for God knows how long until the Orioles do something or don't do anything, and then we'll just be negative about both of our teams.
Yes.
Until we see them play. And the funny thing is, like, the Orioles are going to be good this year. They're going to be in the postseason. We'll see if they do what you want, either at the trade deadline or before then. I brought it up earlier, as my buddy Eric Arditi pointed out. They, 72 hours after last year when the Orioles, or when the Ravens were eliminated, the Orioles traded for Corbin Burns. So you're on the clock, Birds. Make something happen so we have something good to talk about. That being said, national championships tonight.
Yeah.
You have a thought on that?
I assume Ohio State's going to win. They just seem too good right now.
Yeah.
Although I'll be... Notre Dame, to me, has been a surprise. I can't believe they're this good this year. And maybe we'll have another upset.
Yeah, coverage starts at 6:30 tonight right here on 105.7 The Fan. I like Ohio State a lot. I think the under is a good play as well. This feels like one of those 27-13 type games to me.
Yeah.
But so, like, I go back to this. Notre Dame has the number one pass defense in the league, or in the country. In college football, Ohio State's run defense has been upper echelon. Their pass offense, upper echelon. Their pass defense, very, very good. Their run offense, upper echelon.
Right.
They're going to be able to run on Notre Dame, and I think their ability to run on Notre Dame is going to set up their pass. They have big play receivers, and if you start to get those linebackers creeping up, I think the middle of the field is going to be open for Jeremiah Smith and Igbuka. So, yeah, I like Ohio State a lot. I do think the under is a good play, but I can't get away from Ohio State winning this game and winning handily. So it's weird because, like, this weekend I was telling her, but my favorite plays, I hit the first two NFL games, loved both yesterday, had the Eagles. Hopefully you had them at 6. If you got them at 6.5, you're pissed like I am about 2 missed extra points. Thanks a lot. They missed 2 extra points in the effing game, including the one that would have. As soon as Saquon scored yesterday, Ed.
Yeah.
And I'm watching him line up. I'm like, well, I just don't want the backdoor score, so don't miss the... Oh, my God. He just missed an effing extra point, and you're going to get backdoored. And sure enough, that's what happened if you had 6.5. Some of you had 6 and were lucky. And I had the Ravens where I don't have a good explanation why they lost that game. I don't. They blew it. Bills made a couple of plays. Hats off to them. I'm not trying to diminish what they did, but man, does that suck to lose that. And Ohio State was one of my favorite plays the whole weekend. Loved it as much as I love my lock plays. And if I were going to have a lock this weekend, they would have been right at the top of the list. So I'm going with Ohio State tonight. Hopefully we get a decent game. All right, Vinny and Haney up next. Rob will be back tomorrow. It's the Big Bad Morning Show right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Hit the window.